Hare Krishna. So in this vacation, we are seeing the pastimes from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, right? So the first pastime that comes in this is of Ajamil. Previously we saw who is Parikshit Maharaj, who is Shukadev Goswami, then we saw the pastime of Narada. Today, and that day we saw the story of Ajamil. Today we will see about the Hamsa Guhya prayers. That day we started, but we couldn't finish it. So all of you please sit straight, because you are going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Should sit very straight. With full respect you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This way you should, Krishna observes how much respect you are giving for Krishna. So all of you sit straight properly, okay? Thank you. So like I said, Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 18,000 shlokas. And in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, what happened is there was a king called in the fourth canto two pastimes come. One is about Daksha. Daksha was the son of Brahma. And his occupation, everyone has some occupation, no? His occupation was to create progeny. Progeny means to populate. That is, populate the whole world with people. Like that, the progenitors, there are many progenitors. What it is? The Sanskrit word for progenitor is Prajapati. What?
Prajapati.
Prajapati, the meaning is progenitor. You can see in dictionary the meaning of progenitor also. To create, to populate. So that is, Daksha had that job. But somehow he became very proud. So once he had arranged for a yajna, and in that yajna he did not respect Lord Shiva. He had insulted Lord Shiva. That is why, because he, and Lord Shiva is a very great Vaishnava. You see Lord Shiva, does he sit idle? You see the pictures of Lord Shiva, always he has Japamala in his hand, if you see properly. And what he is chanting? He is chanting the names of Krishna. Okay, he is a very great devotee of Sankarsana. Sankarsana is one form of Krishna. You see, you won't see any picture of Lord Shiva without beads. He is 24 hours chanting the name, and he is the topmost devotee of Krishna. That is why it is said Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. And such a great devotee, Daksha, he insulted him. Because he insulted him, he was punished to that he got a goat face in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And goat face, yes, a face of a goat. He was he got punishment, but still after that also he created. And then in the fourth canto itself there was one more pastime. That is, there was a king called the body of human being, face of a goat. And there is one more pastime. In that there is the king called Prachina Barihi. What?
Prachina Barihi.
And he had 10 sons called Prachetas. Prachina Barihi had, see these names, even if you learn them also, you will get points from Krishna. Prachina Barihi had 10 sons called Prachetas. And the 10 Prachetas, they had gone to do tapasya, to do austerities. And when they came to do austerities, you know what is the meaning of austerities, no? Tapasya. To do tapasya. They went to do tapasya. At that time what happened? Lord Shiva came in front of them. It's very difficult to see Lord Shiva. But because they had decided that they will meditate on Lord Krishna, that is why Lord Shiva came there. And he taught them Lord Shiva's prayers. Lord Shiva's prayers does not mean that he is glorifying himself. Do you follow? Lord Shiva's prayers means it is not in that Om Namah Shivaya will come. No. He is glorifying Krishna. How beautiful his nails are, how beautiful his body is, how beautiful his eyes are, his face is, that all comes in Rudra prayers. Shri Rudra Vacha. Who remembers at least one paragraph? Yes. Hari Bol. It's a very beautiful paragraph in which he is saying, I want to see that form of Krishna. That is how he is describing. So this is, we'll just go ahead. So this Lord Shiva's prayers is consists of many paragraphs. And these many paragraphs Lord Shiva taught to the Prachetas. And the Prachetas, who's doing? Pin drop silence. We all are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, no? All sit straight. So, this Lord Shiva, he taught these prayers to the Prachetas. And the 10, how many Prachetas were there?
10.
These 10 Prachetas in the water, they stayed for 10,000 years. For 10,000 years underwater, they recited this Lord Shiva's prayers continuously. Lord Shiva's prayers, again remember, it is about Krishna. But Lord Shiva has written that prayer. So that they recited for 10,000 years, and what happened? The Lord came in front of them on his Garuda with a very beautiful form, his yellow dhoti and his beautiful garlands, Vaijanti Mala, then his crown, his Kausubha gem, his lotus face, very beautiful form. He came and he blessed the Prachetas and then he disappeared. This all occurred in the 4th canto of Bhagavad. I am not telling elaborately because I want to concentrate this time on the 6th canto. So then the Prachetas, after finishing all these austerities, they came out of the water. But in the meantime, the Prachetas' father, who was Prachetas' father, who remembers? Prachina Barihi. Now don't confuse this Prajapati Daksha. Prajapati Daksha is another person at present. That's another pastime. This is Prachina Barihi. Say?
Prachina Barihi. Prachina Barihi. Prachina Barihi.
His sons are Prachetas. So these Prachetas, the Prachina Bari was also delivered by Narada Muni and he also went to do tapasya. So there was no king to take care of the earth planet. What happened? That's why many trees started growing up. So many, the whole world was covered with trees. Because there was no one to take care. No king, na? Prachetas went to do tapasya, their father also went to do tapasya. Then no one is there to take care, means a leader. But that time the Prachetas, they came out of the water. And you know what they were going to do? They were going to burn the whole, they saw everywhere trees. They got very angry. So they were going to burn the whole area with fire and wind. They were going to burn the whole thing. And that time, who came in front of them? Who came? Soma, the moon god. He came in front of them. He came in front of them and he pacified them. Oh, you are such great people. You are the protectors. How can you burn? Can a protector burn his own land? He said, no, how can you? Full explanation he gave them. And then he requested them that you marry the daughter of the trees called Marisha. She was born out of from an apsara called Pramalochana, and through the trees took care of that. An apsara gave birth to that girl. That apsara's name was Pramalocha, and that child was taken care by these trees. So that child's name came to be known as Marisha. So they requested this Prachetas to marry Marisha, and then the Prachetas' anger was somewhat pacified. Then they married Marisha and they gave birth to whom? To Daksha. Understood? Daksha took again a birth. He had a very nice birth previously. He was the son of Brahma. That is the topmost position. But because he insulted Lord Shiva, he had to be born again from a womb. Not from the mind of Brahma. Not from Brahma. So it's a lower birth. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following? The birth was, initial birth was the highest birth because he was born from Brahma. And now he is born from womb. Anyway, so then Daksha was born and then he grew up and again his job was same. His occupation was same. What was his occupation?
To populate.
To create progeny. Or he is known as Prajapati Daksha. So now he started creating some humans and some trees and all. But he was not satisfied with his creation. So then what he did, he went to the Vindhya mountains. And there he went and he recited this Hamsaguhya prayers. We recite, no? You just recite one paragraph.
Nama paraya vidatanu bhutaye gulatraya bhasha nimitta bandave adrishta dhamme gunatattva buddhivir nivritta manaya dade swayambhuve.
This full prayer is there, no?
this Daksha recited. And he pleased the Lord.
So when Daksha recited, completed these prayers, you know, I'll just read from this Bhagavadam. Please listen carefully. Yeah? This is the form of, all of you sit properly. Sit properly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is extremely affectionate to his devotee, was pleased by the prayers offered by Daksha. And thus he appeared at the holy place known as Agamarshana. Agamarshana means a place where the sins are removed. Oh Maharaj Parikshit, who is telling the story? Yes, to? Very good. Best of the Kuru dynasty, the Lord's lotus. Can you all repeat after me this? The Lord's lotus feet.
The Lord's lotus feet.
Rested on the shoulders.
Rested on the shoulders.
Of his carrier Garuda.
Of his carrier Garuda.
And he appeared.
And he appeared.
With eight long.
Eight long.
Mighty, very beautiful arms.
Mighty, very beautiful arms.
In his hands.
In his hands.
You all imagine this form of the Lord, huh? He held a disc.
He held a disc.
Conch shell.
Conch shell.
Sword.
Sword.
Shield,
shield,
arrow,
arrow,
bow, rope and club.
Bow, rope and club.
In each hand,
in each hand,
a different weapon.
A different
so with how many hands he came in front of Daksha?
Eight.
Very good. All brilliantly shining.
All brilliantly shining.
His garments were yellow.
His garments were yellow.
His bodily hue deep bluish.
His bodily hue deep
bluish. His eyes and face.
His eyes and face.
Were very cheerful,
and
from his neck to his feet,
and from his neck to his feet,
hung a long garland of flowers.
Hung a long garland of flowers.
His chest was decorated.
His chest was decorated
with the Kaustubha jewel.
With the Kaustubha jewel.
And the mark of.
And the mark of.
Shri Vatsa.
Shri Vatsa.
On his head.
On his head.
Was a.
Was a.
Gorgeous round helmet.
Helmet,
and his eyes were decorated with.
Decorated with.
Hey, I'm sorry. And his ears were.
And his ears were
decorated with.
Decorated with
earrings.
Earrings.
Resembling.
Resembling
sharks.
Sharks.
All these ornaments.
All these ornaments
were uncommonly beautiful.
Were uncommonly beautiful.
The Lord wore a golden belt on his waist.
The Lord.
Now I'll just continue. You just listen. Bracelets on his arms, rings on his fingers, and ankle bells on his feet. Thus decorated by various ornaments, Lord Hari, who is attractive to all the living entities of the three worlds, is known as Purushottama, the best personality. He was accompanied by great devotees like Narada, Nanda and all the principal demigods, led by the heavenly king Indra and the residents of various upper planetary systems such as the Siddha Loka, Gandharva Loka and Charana Loka. Situated on both sides of the Lord and behind him as well, these devotees offered him prayers continuously. You know, if you want to stay with the Lord, you should continuously keep on offering prayers. Then what happens? You can go with the Lord all the time. All the people around the Lord, this all form. The Lord and Narada was there, Nanda was there, and so many devotees were there with the Lord. And they 24 hours, they don't do anything. They don't sing film songs. They don't see TV. They don't see cartoons. But they always sing the Lord's names. That is why they are with the Lord all the time. So this beautiful form, Daksha saw. And when Daksha saw that form, he immediately fell down in front of the Lord. He did Dandavat Pranam. You know what is the meaning of Dandavat Pranam? I'll show you. See, like this, he fell in front of the Lord like this. This is Dandavat Pranam. So, he did Dandavat Pranam in front of the Lord and his heart was completely satisfied. If, you know, the water flows from the mountain to the river, how the river is filled with water, like that all his senses were filled with the beautiful form of the Lord. He was seeing the Lord, his eyes, everything was filled with the beautiful form of the Lord. And then the Lord spoke to Daksha. He spoke to Daksha and then he told Daksha that you marry the daughter of Panchajana. There was a king called Panchajana. Marry his daughter called Akshini. Please tell the names. Panchajana's daughter Akshini. Marry her and then you will be able to populate the whole world. So this way Daksha got powers from the Lord. He married Akshini. And what did he give birth to? Please listen carefully. He gave birth to 10,000 sons. He gave birth to 10,000 sons called the Hariyashwas. What?
Hariyashwas.
Once more?
Hariyashwas.
10,000 sons called Hariyashwas. And then those Daksha, now his job is what? Again to populate the world. So what he told them that now you, it is your duty to continue that. So these 10,000 sons on the order of their father, again they have to do austerities now to get powers. So is it easy to give birth to 10,000 children? So then these Hariyashwas, they went to a place called Narayan Saras. What?
Narayan Saras.
Over there they went and they were about to do tapasya. But for what? To create children. Understood? Are you understanding what I am saying? To create children, to populate. At that time, there Narada came. Narada came. Oh, you are wasting your time. Because you are going to meditate for producing children. So then Narada was a total renunciate. So what did Narada did? You are wasting your time. Then he taught them how you should become Krishna conscious. That is, chant the names of Krishna and try to please the senses of Krishna. Become a pure devotee. He preached to them. So much he told about Krishna and all. Then they all said, yes, what you say is right. He gave them 10 allegories. Allegories means like stories, but very, it has high philosophical points. This I am not telling you. So then those Hariyashwas, they understood. And what did they do? Instead of praying to the Lord for populating the world, they started praying for becoming Krishna conscious. Means to become pure devotee of the Lord. So they all went and to become renunciates, to take sannyas. Understood? Because to take sannyas. So they all went and they did austerities to such an extent. They were very serious. They didn't waste their time. All of you sit properly. They all didn't waste time. And what did they do? They all went back to Krishna. All the 10,000 Hariyashwas, they went back to Krishna. They did so much austerities. Then after that, the news came to Daksha. Daksha got angry. What is this? My 10,000 sons, they were going to do populate the whole world. Now, okay. Brahma came and pacified him. He was very angry. But then Brahma came and pacified him. And then again, what did Daksha do? He again gave birth to 1,000 sons. And yeah, first was 10,000. Second is 1,000. So this 1,000 sons were now named as Shavalaswas. Shavalaswas. 1,000 Shavalaswas. So he requested all these 1,000 Shavalaswas also to go and meditate. So they also went to the same place. What place? Who remembers?
Narayan
Saras. To that place again they went and they were going to meditate for what?
Creating
more children. At that time what happened? Who will come?
Narada.
Again Narada came there. Again he came and he explained. See, you should follow in the footsteps of your life. Sit properly please. All of you please give respect. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So he told them that you should follow in the footsteps of your elder brothers. So you should also renounce everything and use your life for Krishna consciousness. So then what happened? They also said yes, yes. What he is saying is true. So all those 1,000, they became renunciates. Renunciates means giving up everything, taking sannyas. So they all took, became Krishna conscious and they also went back to Krishna. When Daksha heard this, he became very angry. He was furious. He was so angry and then that day, and he was angry at the same time, he was very sad. Because he lost his sons, no. First 10,000 sons went, the next 1,000 sons have gone. Then imagine what will be the state of mind of Daksha. Even if one child dies, what is the state of the parents? Just imagine 11,000 sons. And that was a very great devotees. What will be the state of mind of Daksha? He was extremely sad also. At that time, Narada came there. Because when you are sad, if you tell about Krishna, they'll say, yes, yes, I will chant. Now see, it is holidays. If I tell you, chant Hare Krishna, you say, this Mataji has no other work. You say, oh, now we should enjoy, we should see TV, we should get up late in the morning, and then we should see TV, we should enjoy. We should take only the names of Krishna when we don't, we are not able to see, we are not able to walk. That is that the time when you take the names of Krishna? When you are energetic, that time you should take the names of Krishna. That time you will perfect your life. So, this Daksha, Narada, he came in front of Daksha because now he was sad, no. Then he will listen to him. But what happened? Exactly opposite happened. Because Daksha was very angry. Even Narada is the son of Brahma. Remember that. So, this Daksha, he cursed Narada. He gave him all bad words. He told all about, you just behave like a saint. You're just wearing all these dresses. But inwardly you have nothing. And he just started giving all bad words to Narada. Narada was just peaceful. He didn't say anything. That's the quality of a devotee. He never becomes angry. And Daksha finally cursed him that you'll never have a residence. You will not have a place to stay. And what did Narada say? Haribol. Because they don't want a place to stay. He said, Tad Badam. That is, I accept your curse. Narada, if he wants, he could have cursed him back. Because he is a pure devotee. But Narada accepted that curse. He said, Tad Badam. He said, okay, no problem. I'll stay. I don't want a place of residence. So then, Daksha, again, now this time he said, okay, I'll give birth. But not to sons. I'll give birth to daughters. Because if they are girls, Narada will not come to make them sannyas. Isn't it? Because girls cannot take sannyas. Isn't it? Girls cannot renounce. So that is why Daksha, he gave birth to 60 daughters. 60 daughters. And they will, those daughters, they will give birth to children who will populate the whole world. So, I'll just tell you, those 60 daughters, they were married to whom? Just listen carefully. He gave 10 daughters in charity to Dharmaraj. Yamaraj got 10 daughters. Kashyapa Muni got 12 daughters. 27 daughters to the moon god. And then 2 to Angira, Karishwa, Krishaswa and Bhuta. I thought children are sitting in my class. I didn't know animals are also sitting in my class. Okay. So see, listen. Dharmaraj got 10 daughters. Kashyapa Muni got 17 daughters. In the end, again he got 4 daughters. So total, he got 17 daughters. And it's written here. Kashyapa received 17 daughters. Please, Kashyapa received 17, say. Dharmaraj, Yamaraj got 10 daughters.
Yamaraj got 10 daughters.
Moon god got 27 daughters.
Moon god got 27.
Means 27 wives. Moon god has 27 wives. Can you understand? The moon which we see outside in the night, no? He has 27 wives. And Angira Muni got 2. Krishaswa got 2. And Bhuta got 2. And how these 60 daughters, they populated the whole world is given in the 6th chapter of the 4th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And see here, the Srila Prabhupada has given a beautiful chart. I'll just show you. See, this is how the 60 daughters of Daksha, they gave birth to again. How, you know, more and more children. That all is given. That's uncountable. See, so much is given.
Uncountable.
This full chart was by-hearted by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has written all these books. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai!
Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki?
Jai!